Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jenny Borman, talking about breeding for soundness in beef cattle. Back on that in just a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's report, a service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Dr. Jenny Borman is a professor on staff at Kansas State University, teaches beef genetics, and Dr. Borman says more and more cattle producers are interested in being able to select bulls that are structurally sound and can pass those traits along to their offspring.
Well, over the last few years, producers have been voicing a concern that cattle just don't hold up structurally. They're dealing with more lameness problems. Cows are leaving the herd earlier than we would like because of structure problems. Bulls as well aren't able to get cows bred potentially. And so it's just an increasing area of concern that we've heard about more and more in the last few years.
And beyond just structural soundness, Dr. Borman says, we're also talking about mobility for your cattle.
Right. We're talking, you know, structure is only important as it affects the longevity of the animals. And so, right, if they can't move around, they can't graze, they can't breed, that's obviously going to hurt them as far as staying in the herd. And if you're culling cows because of soundness issues, then you're having to keep more replacement heifers. And we know that that's a really expensive process for the producer. And to increase profitability, you want cows to stay in the herd longer. And so it's really just about replacement rate and maximizing the amount of time a cow can stay in a herd to pay for herself.
So it is an animal welfare issue, but as Dr. Borman suggests, it's also about the economics.
If we can start figuring out what are the relationships between some of the soundness traits and things like stayability for breeds that have that particular EPD, then we can start to figure out the economic value of soundness as it relates to stayability. But that we're preliminary, right? We're just starting to look at that.
At this point, there's no EPD in the beef industry anyway for soundness for your cattle. In the dairy industry, they're actually ahead of us. Jenny, where are we at this point when it comes to a beef version of what the dairy industry already has?
In the beef industry, actually, Australia is ahead of us on this. The Australian Angus has, for quite a while now, had a genetic evaluation for feet and leg traits, and I believe they have 5 traits they look at, things like hoof angle and set to the hawk and things like that. And so they have a genetic evaluation, and they produce, they call them EBVs, but it's their version of the EPD, and so they routinely do that for their producers. Now, in this country, it's been something that several breeds have been working on for the last 3 or 4 years now. American Angus just recently released a research run of soundness EPDs where they're looking at a couple of different hoof traits, foot traits. And so their data is on their website. And so you can look at and see what they're doing there. Again, it's a sort of what they call a research run. And so it's not a regular EPD that's in production every day, but they're continuing to collect data and they ask their producers to continue to collect data. And eventually the plan is to move that into a regular EPD, just like all of their other genetic evaluation EPDs. Here at K-State, we've worked on a project the last couple of years. Dr. Bob Weber is the lead on that, working with Simmental and Red Angus associations, going out and having the grad students go out and collect feet and leg score data. And so we went at it a little bit differently. We measured, I believe, 14 different traits, trying to figure out what are the traits that are the most interesting. And so the preliminary analysis of that data has been published in a thesis. And in a nutshell, these traits are heritable, not highly heritable. We're probably looking around 20% for a lot of them. There's also some small genetic correlations between some of these soundness traits with stayability, at least in red Angus. That's the analysis that's been done so far. And so from that data, we can sort of narrow down what we think the traits are that are most related to longevity in the herd. And currently, red Angus is working on deciding how to implement that into a larger scale genetic evaluation. What traits do they want to measure and how do they want to collect that data? In Simmental, we're still working on collecting more data. We don't have quite enough records yet. And so our students are working on collecting more data on Simmental cattle so we can do that same analysis. We would expect it to be similar across beef breeds, but probably not exactly the same. So that's kind of currently where we're at in the different breeds here in the U.S.
Dr. Jenny Borman, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 21st. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,800 head to sell, include 11,000 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, and 11,000 weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117 at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.